WNYC has been taking you to main streets all across New York City to find out how small business owners are coping with the recession. We now turn to a busy strip on Staten Island.
Taking a walk up the first few blocks of Victory Boulevard is like taking a world tour. You pass Mexican grocery stores and package stores, Jamaican restaurants, restaurants from Trinidad, the Caribbean, El Salvador, Sri Lanka, Poland. There are Italian bakeries and pizza shops. There are African restaurants across the street and Homeland stores. There are people from every single corner of the globe populating this short six-block stretch.
Victory Boulevard's history is like the history of a lot of American main streets. Constructed nearly 200 years ago when free ferry service to Manhattan first started, it was part of a thriving downtown area, but the middle-class community moved inward after the building of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge in the 60s spurred development in the south of the island. 13 years ago, an article in the Staten Island Advance described the northern end of Victory as a place where small businesses fight for survival, storefronts are boarded up, and the shoppers are few. WNYC has chosen this strip as part of its Main Street series. Ashwini Ambarajan from the Feet in Two Worlds radio project brought back this portrait.
In 1990, immigrants were one out of 10 residents on Staten Island. Now, they make up one in four. 10% of them own their own businesses.
This neighborhood has really cleaned up as far as, you know, neighborhood quality is concerned.
Karen Moon inherited the building her cellular store is in from her parents 17 years ago.
But as far as business goes, no. I used to have a deli on the same spot. There used to be a lot of people waiting for the bus. But now I don't see that many people.
Moon echoes what most business owners here say. Sales are way down.
Business is not good.
Adam is a Senegalese immigrant who owns ANC Beauty Supply. Targeted to the island's African immigrants, the heads of mannequins with wigs of every shape and size line his store's shelves.
More than 1 year right now. It's suffering. That's all I could tell you. I think they don't have money. That's all I could say.
On the second block of Victory is Island Roti, a Caribbean takeout joint.
Business is terrible right now. Like you can see, nobody coming in.
Owner Kelvin Hanef says business dropped off 6 months ago, and he can't get it to pick up. Moe's Mediterranean Cafe sits on the corner of Victory and St. Mark Street. Owner Mohsen Ibrahim had to turn to his bank to help him stay afloat.
I spoke with the bank about business loan, and I made some kind of modification loan with them, and I was negotiation over the phone sometimes 2 hours. They extended the age of the mortgage of the loan. And instead, like, say, you pay in 1,500 a month, you pay like 12. I mean, it's not that much, but everything will help.
For the past 5 years, business was booming. But now, penny pinching by the island's residents is taking a toll.
I believe more than 80% of the people, they stopped dining outside. Some of them, they were coming for breakfast and lunch. Snack between, and now hardly to see them maybe once, twice a week.
2 miles into Victory, the business owners are largely Italian and serve a middle to upper middle class population. But even here, they've had to go the extra mile to lure customers.
We just entered a pizza contest in Las Vegas, so we came out number one again. We've always done it, and we've always seen a tremendous spike in sales whenever we come back from a contest because we get so much publicity. So we did a seafood pie. It's shrimp, crab meat, and lobster meat with a Chambord cream sauce, a blackberry brandy cream sauce, fresh coconut, fresh dill.
Andrew Scudera is a part owner of Goodfellas Pizza, a chain of 4 restaurants on the island. Scudera's clientele is willing to spend $17.95 on an individual-sized seafood pizza. But that doesn't mean the crisis hasn't hit home.
We've talked to people and hear people all day long, people that are losing their jobs, people that are nervous about losing their jobs. My fiance was just recently laid off from her job. She worked on Wall Street.
What Scudera sees reflects the growing unemployment rate. A year ago, the official unemployment rate was under 4.8% on Staten Island. It's now at 7.6. But for every business doing poorly on Victory, many are hanging in there. Bisou, a Senegalese immigrant, is busy braiding hair as she talks. She's run her own salon for 5 years.
And I can say, like, the economy is getting a little bit better because, like, a couple of months ago, we was here sitting down doing nothing.
Immigrant entrepreneurs often serve their own communities. And in Staten Island, the recent growth in population has come from Mexican immigrants.
It's pepper. That is a Mexican candy and a tortilla.
Telsingo Travels is a Mexican paqueteria next to Moe's Cafe. It facilitates the shipping of care packages and remittances between Mexican immigrants in Staten Island and their families back home. It's doing well, and so are the other stores that serve the Mexican population, because even though individual customers are buying less, their pool of customers is constantly growing.
The all the time, the people, they send the present for the family, and it's not too slow. Business is good.
No one's more aware of population changes than Kevin Berry, the chair of the Downtown Economic Council. He's spent the last 15 years helping to clean up the first few blocks of Victory.
We had a very bad deli over here that was selling beer to a homeless population, contributing to some of the problems we have on the street. Bought that building, spent a year evicting them, cleaned out the building. Now we're going to put a pool on the roof, two more stories, 14 apartments, and again, it repopulates the block.
Barry dreams of turning the northern part of Victory Boulevard into New York's next IT neighborhood. He's even helped entrepreneurs like Moe's and Ibrahim improve the appearance of their storefronts to make the neighborhood more appealing.
We need a new middle class here, or the million new people are projected to move into New York in the next 12 to 15 years. They can't afford Manhattan.
But Barry's investments on Victory may be just as precarious as the businesses of some of his tenants. Victory Boulevard's future is teetering on an economic seesaw, and a street that's only recently turned the corner may or may not be able to live up to its name. This is Ashwini Anbarajan for WNYC.